Hello everyone. Lovely to see you and to be together and to invite ourselves to recognize ourselves as this ordinary awareness, which is not so ordinary after all. So we can turn our attention to the source of attention. Attention turning itself towards itself rather than outwardly. Although, in fact, there is no reality to inwardly or outwardly. Because in God's reality, in God's realm, there are no divisions. As consciousness turns its attention from itself to itself, recognizing itself, there is peace. Like a child in mother's arms is restful. We are the child and we are the mother as one. There is nowhere we are going and nowhere where we came from. We are the origin and we are the destination. As you sink in deeper and deeper into presence, which is impersonal, which is effortless, this deep, profound relaxation and resting as being. It is Ananda. The bliss of being. in this moment of peace, of being, of Ananda, there is no separate self. There is no separate entity. There are no personal issues. The mind is dissolved in presence, in being. As you recognize yourself as this transparent presence, being is recognizing itself as reality, awareness, beingness as one, which is Satchitananda. There is nothing you need to do. It is all done. And you are that doing, which is done. You are that done doing. The seeking tendency of the mind is no longer operating. Because that which we are seeking is ourself, that which we are, which is this extraordinary, ordinary awareness. World events and events in the body, events in the mind, are simply currents within the ocean. There is no disturbance. The ocean is undisturbed. Ananda is not something you seek. It is the understanding and the profound realization that there is no seeker, and that all that is sought is already achieved. In the understanding about the self, in the understanding about what I truly means and what I truly is. Not a storyline. You are not an event in time and space. You're not somebody living in a world. All of that appears to you and is made out of you. We are viewing our creation, composing it, and simultaneously viewing it. We are the formless Self, the formless reality. And forms are, in a way, your dreams. It is out of your freedom that you create an experience. And there is no obligation whatsoever imposed upon your freedom by anyone or anything. And as the understanding about yourself, your true self, ripens, there is clarity about your freedom and clarity about your choices. And you choose happiness. Naturally, effortlessly, you choose the path of least resistance, the path of harmony. A harmonious symphony. That's your vibration. That's your music. Harmonious flow. The ending of your personal desires, is Ananda. The recognition of your infinity and eternity is Ananda. The understanding about your wholeness and your totality is Ananda. The recognition of your freedom, of your causeless peace and happiness is Ananda. Consciousness recognizing itself, the source recognizing itself and not leaving itself in order to identify with any form, not leaving itself in order to seek any experience. Is Ananda. Which in Buddhism they refer to as ordinary mind. But this ordinary mind is the mind that is blessed by the understanding that this ordinariness is extraordinary. A simple understanding. When you are seeking Ananda, you are seeking an experience, a personal experience. Because you imagine yourself apart, separate. And yet, we cannot avoid answering God's call. So we seek Ananda until it ceases to be sought. Because when love of truth awakens within you, it awakens at a profound love for peace and happiness. But in time you realize that it's all taking care of itself on its own. There is very little for you to do. You are beyond time and space. Allow yourself to be that. To experience yourself. To feel it. Everything appears within you. You are this vastness, formless awareness, the light of being. Allow yourself to be that, to recognize that. Notice your vastness. Your formlessness. Your borderlessness. Invite yourself to this recognition. Allow it. Okay, so if you have any questions, anything you would like to explore, make sure you unmute yourself. You can also raise your hand. Any questions?